red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.
Words appear over a night sky with a full moon. Netflix presents Snow is Falling. A shooting star crosses from left to right over a forest landscape. Words appear. An Aardman production. We zoom out over the forest floor. There are mushrooms, foliage and plants. Three hedgehogs are woken by the thunder and scamper towards a lake where three frogs leap onto lily pads and dive into the water, catching insects and each other with their tongues. A squirrel scampers up a tree trunk to a hole where three baby squirrels are waiting. We travel upwards through tree branches and falling leaves. Words appear with Gillian Anderson. A cat prowls along a branch, then leaps off. Words appear and Richard E. Grant. An egg nestling in a nest on a high branch dislodges and falls to the ground, tumbling through branches, then bounces on toadstools and lands on a lily pad, which floats downstream and topples over a waterfall, before coming to a standstill on a dump site on dry land. Five mice, a dad and four kids, exit a drain pipe. They're carrying food and troop past the egg.
Come on, everyone.
What did you steal?
I got sugar cube.
I got biscuit crumb.
I got a toenail.
Dad?
Yes?
On the next sneak, could we break into the house?
What's that?
Close up on the egg.
Oh, it's a... Inside, now!
The cat is prowling in the vicinity, snarling as the egg is beginning to crack. All the mice dive into a cave at the bottom of a tree. Light enters into the egg through a crack. As it opens wider, the mice are all looking inside.
It's
funny looking. Can we eat it?
No, it's a...
A bird pops out.
It's a robin, I think.
Hi, Robin. Can we keep her?
Well, maybe. After all, she's only one little...
Dad picks up Robin.
Robin.
Robin starts to misbehave and we pan up through the earth to ground level, then to the dump site in daylight and then up to the sky. Words appear made out of live twigs sprouting leaves, spelling Robin Robin. Dad Mouse and his kids, Dink, Flynn, Flynn and Pip, look out of the entrance of their dwelling.
Wait. Wait for it.
Robin pops up behind them.
Okay, let's go slowly.
Yes.
Robin flaps out first and the kids follow, trampling over Dad's head.
We're on our way to break into a house. Might be a bird, but I sneak just like that mouse.
They scamper over a snowy landscape strewn with interesting rubbish.
Tonight.
We might get a pie crop?
Something mouldy, I think.
Well, I'm going to sneak a hole crossed.
Well, I'm going to sneak a hole sandwich.
Yes. Really?
You can't sneak a hole sandwich.
How do you sneak a sandwich?
Like this. Race to the fence!
The mice have a snowball fight. Even Dad gets caught in the crossfire.
Pip, you're up front.
Yes, Dad.
Dink, don't drag your tail.
Okay.
Flynn, no showing off.
All right.
And Robin.
Got it, Dad.
I didn't say anything. Robin?
Across snow-covered fields is a human home. Its windows glow with warm golden light. The mice march towards it in single file, stopping to look at the shadowy figures of a human couple going about their business inside.
The rules of the sneak are simple and thus, follow them close, you could steal a crust.
Or a crumpet rind.
Or a pinch of pie.
Or the grease from the tip of a soggy french fry.
Crumbs and crusts and stale bread. Soggy flakes and bindrex. Any old leftovers will sneak home with us.
First find the secret entrance. Keep your eyes open wide. For a hole.
Or a crack. Or a window with a gap.
Just enough to squeeze inside.
They enter the kitchen through an air vent.
Once we're in, we creep around, tiptoe past without a sound. Keep to the shadows, don't get hurt.
Whisper every single word.
What? Come on. Last, the most important. Remember in the human place, they're choosy who's invited.
So we must never leave the tree. crumbs and crust and stale bread.
Soggy flakes and bin tracks. Any old leftovers, we'll sneak home with us.
Robin spots a leftover sandwich on a pile of dirty crockery.
When we're done, we disappear. Nobody knows that we were here.
With crumbs in our hands
and warmth in our hearts
and a slide from a tin of emoji jam top.
Don't make a sound.
Robin!
Don't leave a trace. Keep to the shadows. Take what we need. The rules of the sneak are me.
He goes to get it and disturbs a spoon. The kitchen doors open gradually, letting in a ray of light. A shadowy figure approaches. The mice drop their booty and scatter. Robin ends up headfirst inside an egg cup. She hops across the countertop and hides behind champagne glasses, then a napkin.
Robin!
The shadow of the lady human looms at the open doorway. Back at home.
Well, let's not go back there again. They'll be setting out traps, or maybe even getting a...
Kittens.
Oh. Don't listen to them.
Oh, nice one, Robin.
What?
Well, the spoon and the sandwich and...
Pip, enough of that. Come on, we've still got plenty to eat. There's the bag of Earl Grey.
I'm sick of Earl Grey!
Pip goes off in a huff to lie down.
All right, well, come on now. Off to bed. It's okay, Robin. We'll figure this out together.
Yeah, I mean, next time I'll just stay away from spoons. Yeah.
Robin and all the mice go to bed in the roots of a tree that reach down into their underground home.
Oh, that mold.
The mice fall asleep, but Robin lies awake, looking sad and thinking. She gets up and goes over to the map of crossed-out houses etched on a rock. She pulls a cover up over Dad Mouse, then spots one house left on the map that isn't crossed out. Robin paces to and fro in the dark, hatching a plan. Snow falls outside. Robin hops towards a human house in the distance.
Oh, hi, Robin. What's all this? Crumbs! For the whole family!
Yeah, it was easy. Just got them from a human house. Oh, wow, Robin. You're the most amazing sneak ever.
A trap door shuts behind Robin.
Can't wait to see the look on Pip's face when I come back with a crumb the size of his head.
Robin walks into a dark forest. In a clearing beyond, a magpie digs in the snow.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Do you know where the...
No.
The magpie hops away.
Okay. Thanks anyway.
The human house.
Robin approaches through increasingly heavy snow. And enters the human house through a hole in the door.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise this was...
But shoots back out because there's a cat.
Cat house!
Robin runs away.
No, no.
Now that's a yes!
Cat!
And bumps into Magpie.
Oh dear.
Magpie flees.
Silly bird!
Fly!
What? Wait!
A ferocious big cat with yellow slitty eyes chases Robin and Magpie and almost grabs both several times.
Why aren't you flying?
Oh, I can't fly.
Robin and Magpie find safety inside the roots of a tree.
Well, why aren't you flying?
Well, I've got a broken wing.
Oh no, how did that happen?
The cat's paw almost gets Robin.
Magpie, wait for me!
Robin chases Magpie towards a dead tree which leans over in the moonlight. Magpie opens the door.
Phew. Let's get you safe indoors, eh?
Thanks. Is the cat still...
Magpie accidentally shuts Robin outside. Inside, Magpie lights a candle and sets his finds on a shelf.
Oh, awful. Out there, all by...
Robin crashes in through a stack of bottle tops.
Oh.
Are we safe? In here?
Ah, yes, we're safe. The thorns keep unwanted visitors out.
Usually.
Oh, good. Is this your
house?
It's very...
Oh, why, thank you. I suppose it is rather...
Perfect.
Robin sees outside.
Oh.
A human house. Oh, but they got loads of crumbs in there.
Oh, them, yes. They've got loads of everything. And all because of that magic, shiny wishing star, eh?
There's a Christmas tree in the window.
The magic, shiny... Wait, sorry, what?
Star? You don't? Right!
Magpie goes in search of something.
Once a year, the humans take the spikiest tree in the woods, cover it in tinsoil and bluebells, until their tree is all twinkling and beautiful, just like mine.
Outside, a branch breaks off Magpie's tree.
Then they put a shiny magic star on top, make a wish, and in the morning they get anything they want.
Like crumbs.
Crumbs? Don't be absurd.
Well, what could be better than crumbs?
What could be better than things?
Keys, buttons, and 100 shiny trinkets hang inside the trunk of Magpie's treehouse.
Huh?
Things! They make you happy. Things won't fly away. Things will stick up with you till the end. Oh, yes, on things you can depend. See my bathtub, its designer, finest china. Well, kinda. Simply must have the latest bottle top. I love it, so I'll never stop. This chair, hedgehog hair, pamper clips, I've got the pair. This is a limited edition piece of string. I was a bird who couldn't fly, felt tiny while they flew up high. Surrounded myself with things so gorgeous, felt enormous. Afraid and alone, things turn a hovel to a home. Got no personality, I let my lampshade speak for me. Hollow inside, you're not enough, just a hole with a lovely spout. Things are things that make you happy. Who needs friends? I've got a shoe chair. No one there for you to care for. Polish up your silverware for. There's no better company than one pair. My point is, wish for something far better than crumbs.
Magpie eats one of his insect chorus.
Oh, right. Better than crumbs.
Robin hops onto a branch outside and stares at the Christmas tree in the house across the snowy field.
Like a whole sandwich.
No, never mind.
Okay, then. I'll do it.
Do what?
I'll go get the star.
Impossible. It's inside the human house.
Maybe I forgot to mention, I was raised by mice.
Explains the ears.
And if there's one thing us mice are good at, it's sneaking.
Sorry, what?
Oh, like, into houses. To get stuff. Like, stealing it.
Right. Right. Show me.
Interior entrance hall of the human house. Robin and Magpie squeeze through the letterbox.
Okay, I'm in. What are you doing? You're supposed to wait outside.
Oh, I thought that we were...
Hearing a noise, the female human comes out to check what's going on. Robin and Magpie enter the living room. They marvel at the golden star on top of the Christmas tree and at all the decorations and presents underneath.
Okay. We're going to have to be the sneakiest mice we've ever been.
I'm not a mouse.
Shh. Just do exactly what I do.
Avoiding a spoon, Robin knocks over a glass of wine, then bumps into a stack of wooden blocks on the floor before getting caught up inside a mitten on a string. Pulling on the mitten, Robin drags over a few rolls of wrapping paper which fall onto the presents. Finally, she pops out of the mitten.
Oh. Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
robin beckons Magpie over. Magpie shrugs, raises his wings and fluffs up his feathers. He deliberately knocks over a glass of wine, topples over the wooden blocks and yanks the other mitten over his head, so his beak and face poke through. He rolls about on the floor, making a lot of noise. Robin tugs the mitten off.
You wake the humans.
I'm being a sneaky mouse.
That's not sneaking. The whole point of being a mouse is that you don't draw attention to yourself.
Robin hops onto a switch that turns on all the Christmas lights.
Careful.
Robin and Magpie remove the gold star at the top of the Christmas tree.
Careful.
Ow.
Got it.
Oh. Decorations fall off the tree.
Humans!
Using a string of festive pearls attached to the tree and a hook, they open the window.
Not bad for a couple of flightless fools, eh?
Why is it you don't fly?
Oh, I just never learn. I mean, mice don't fly.
Magpie takes the gold star but releases the string. The tree, the star and Robin spring backwards.
No, thanks. Oh, just...
Landing on a rocking chair, Robin is flung towards an open fire where he hits a plate of treats left for Santa before knocking over a standard lamp and a vase.
Oh, you're a natural!
In the flurry, Robin finds her wings and starts to fly, but still manages to knock over a whole row of Christmas cards. She takes flight again, reaches the gold star on the tree, grabs it and flies out of the window. Robin flies across the night sky. Her mice siblings and dad look on proudly. Robin is having fun, but loses control and dives down through the roof of a shed. Magpie catches up.
Oh dear.
Robin has landed in a flower pot full of earth.
The star!
Robin peeks over the rim into the shed, which is full of tools. The star is caught in a hole in the roof.
Perfect.
The cat is back and uncurls itself from around Robin's flower pot, then looms over Robin.
Hello?
Robin leaps away and scuttles beneath another pot.
What's this? An unexpected visitor. Why? It's the little bird who sneaks about on the floor like a mouse. And who are you trying to fool with those funny things?
Robin touches her ears.
My family are mice, so...
Mice? Oh. When the ears are... Oh. Oh, I see. So tragic. So sad. Trying to fit in. You know, you'll never be a real mouse.
Oh, no.
You see, you're a misfit. You're an oddball. You're a freak.
No, I'm not.
Mice ears atop a birdie beak.
Well, yeah.
But I've never seen a bird so peculiar, so absurd. How about we play a game of hide and seek, if you can? As a mouse to me, you seem to be just terrible. Fitting in is more than dress up and pretend. If it's fitting in you're desperate for, come down, search no more. I know the perfect place for you, my friend. Of the perfect place. But Piggy, stick with me, what's in a name? A robin or a mouse? After all, under the skin, you're the same. It's what's inside that counts. Fitting in could be a breeze, just a squash and a squeeze. Brush out those ears, come along with me. Quick as a glug, you could be sitting snug perfectly. You don't fit in, but you'd fit into my belly. For you are the perfect place. For you are the perfect place. You really are a terrible mouse with nowhere left to sneak.
Robin is backed up to a door. Magpie breaks in.
And the star! And the...
This is bad.
Get back!
Robin takes a lit match from Magpie but sets fire to the shed.
That's made it worse.
Robin, Magpie and Cat make it out just in time. As Magpie and Robin flee, Robin and the star get rolled into a snowball, which travels past Magpie and comes to a standstill by a collection of garden gnomes. The snow falls away and Magpie holds the star.
Ha! We did it! Everlasting happiness awaits!
Told you us mice are good at sneaking.
Sneaking?
In the shed, fireworks explode. Well,
I think we make very bad mice. Yes, quite terrible.
Who cares?
We got the star!
Terrible? I'm not a terrible mouse. Am I?
Fire engines approach. Robin hops away into Magpie's house. Magpie places the star at the top of his treehouse and he and Robin go back inside.
This goes here? There we go. Isn't this wonderful?
Sitting inside a shoe chair, Robin looks sad.
Suppose so.
Well, I hope you thought of something better to wish for than a soggy old sandwich. You know, like a hubcap, or a shiny fork, or a pincel sharpener, or a thimble. About the safety wheel.
Magpie falls asleep.
Yeah.
Robin looks up through an opening and can see the golden star twinkling at the top of the tree. She has an idea. Robin goes to sleep. A shooting star crosses the night sky. Dawn breaks inside Magpie's house.
Magpie?
Magpie is outside looking around. Robin goes to join him.
Robin?
Robin is crying.
It didn't work, did it?
No.
They return to the entrance and Magpie puts his wing around Robin.
Come now. He was always a bit of a long shot, eh? Stars and wishes. A fool's dream. 'Twas what it was. A mad.
The sun rises.
Fools.
The sun shines brighter.
Dream.
Magpie's eyes widen as on the horizon wonderful gifts are moving towards them.
It works! Huh? Robin! The star! It works!
Magpie hops towards the gifts. In the light of the rising sun, Robin flaps her wings.
A real one.
What's that? For me, a lovely, shiny... wonderful. What the...
The mice appear from beneath the gifts.
Robin!
Huh? Dad?
Oh, we've been looking everywhere for you. Robin.
Sorry, I went to sneak some crumbs. But it all went wrong. Because, well, I think I'm a terrible mouse.
Robin.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Cat, on a branch above, interrupts the touching reunion. All bar one rush back inside.
Kissing!
Dad Mouse rescues Dink. Cat smiles at the doorway, which Magpie shuts.
Oh, it's all right.
Don't worry. There's no way she could fit through the door.
Cat breaks in.
Oh, look. It's the whole family.
Everyone is terrified. On top of a pile of bottle caps, Robin causes a distraction.
Oh. What are you doing?
This gives the others a chance to hide. Cat goes after Robin.
Robin!
What is she doing?
She's being a terrible mouse.
Robin flaps about, knocking things over and onto Cat. cat has a terrible fall. Robin topples out onto a high branch, but Cat is still in hot pursuit and comes out covered in heavy debris. Gives way and Cat and Robin fall into the river.
Robin!
The water flows fast, but there's no sign of Robin.
Robin!
The mice and magpie are by the riverbank. They are amazed because Robin is flying like a real pro. She soars past Cat, who is being washed away downstream, then flies past her family and friend, who whoop with joy at her aerobatics. Robin isn't looking and hits a tree, then tumbles to earth.
Robin.
Dad!
Robin!
That was the most unsneaky
and stupid
and brilliant
bloody mousy thing we've ever seen!
Robin, you were marvellous.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Robin, you're not a mouse. But of course... you're a mouse.
Huh?
Sorry, is that confusing?
Yeah, what? She's a bird.
Exactly. She is a bird. And that's wonderful. And what I mean is, we're the mouse family. All of us.
Is the cat one of the family?
No, Dink. The cat tried to eat us.
Because she loves us?
No, because she's a predator.
So, you fly now?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But... we're all still hungry, and you've ruined Magpie's house.
Oh, that's okay. They're only things.
Yeah, and I'm bad at sneaking. If anything, I just draw attention to myself.
Robin has an idea. She and all the mice and Magpie are going back to the human house. She gives Magpie a spoon while she flies to the door and hits the knocker.
Hey, over here! A song for your ear.
The female human comes to the door.
While we keep to the shadows, don't get hurt, whisper every single word.
The gang gain entry.
Look at me fly, catching your eye.
While Robin flies outside, the mice and magpie help themselves to the human's Christmas dinner.
And a coin from the middle of the sticky brown poo.
Look at me and you won't see my sneaky family.
Don't make a sound.
Do make a sound.
Don't leave a trace.
Do leave a trace. Keep to the shadows
and to the light.
Take what we need.
This is more than we need.
Break the rules of the sneak
of
the gang depart with their supplies while Robin loses control and knocks over two of the human's outdoor plants. Back at Magpie's, the gang feast on their goodies around a lit candle. The end. Credits appear. Robin Robin. Audio description Post House VSI London and audio description written by Stephanie Guerra and narrated by Eva Savage. Directed by Dan Ajari and Mikey Please. Written by Dan Ajari, Mikey Please and Sam Morrison. Produced by Helen Argo. Music by The Bookshop Band. Lead animators Susie Parr and Claire Rolls. Designer Bryony Mae Smith. Puppet making creative lead Anne King. Art director Simon Farrell. Editor Chris Morell. Visual effects supervisor John Biggins. Other credits: filmed with the support of the British Film Institute, the British Film Commission, and the UK Government's Creative Sector Tax Relief. Thanks to all at Artburn who contributed to the making of this film.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.